Portions of this program are pre-recorded. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
You betcha. Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. But there's just a ton going on. You know, you're hearing about this race in Pennsylvania for U.S. Senate. We've got Kathy Barnett on today. She's been attacked by a lot of different people. Oz is the guy who is being pushed by a lot of people. So we're going to talk to her about what people have been saying about her past when it comes to Black Lives Matter. And did she call us a systemically racist country and so on? We'll get into all that stuff and then some. Make sure you stick around for that. Plus campus reform and a whole lot more on a Thursday. I'm feeling all right. Let's go. Karen, can you believe it's Thursday already? What the?
Yeah, it should be Friday, actually.
Really? You're not feeling it today, huh?
Nope, not today.
So no different than yesterday, there.
Really?
Pretty much. That's Sam, by the way. Mike is in for Polo. Let's go.
Imprisoned by the way. It could have been left here on my own. So it's
Thursday, almost Friday. Weekend's almost here. We like to sing. Bring it like it's been brought in. Plus it has been. Let's go. Turn it up. Sing along. Feeling all right. Let's go.
Took the key. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. No.
Come on, man. Got some harmony, Karen? Do you?
No.
Feeling all right.
Neither do you.
Oh, I certainly do.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
You know who has harmony for the people?
Not you.
The people who care about
doesn't
the people.
Sound
that's
like
who
it.
Has it. That's who
sound
has like the harmony. It. The people
that's
who
not
the
true.
People who are looking out for the people. The people who care about the people, bring it for the people.
I care about the people. I bring
I
it every
so.
Day.
To
I
be
just
honest with
sing.
You. Yeah.
Neither should you.
You know, because you're being such a hater, I wasn't gonna play, but I did do a parody today, so.
Oh, did you now? Okay. Great.
Yeah, I asked for help from you guys, and you know, you actually were helpful because you said a few of the topics I should cover. You never really give an idea for a song, although Cafefe, you really did come through on that one.
I really did.
Which is only
four
years ago, yeah. Yeah.
Every 4 years, I'll remember.
Every 4 years,
idea.
You come up with a nugget.
Yeah.
You know?
But I did offer some suggestions about what
the topic,
you should sing about.
Exactly, and I think the topics are good, and we went with one of the topics. Mm, in fact... Okay. Let's start the show the right way, and let's actually talk about these topics. Now, allegedly, there's a shortage of formula. Now, I say allegedly because I don't have a baby at home, so I'm not going to try to buy formula. But I believe the people who are saying there's a shortage of formula. There's also a shortage of baby food. I'm not sure I understand that. And then, lo and behold, I get two or three different news sources send me a news story that we're actually sending formula to people. Instead of worrying about Americans first, again, this administration or this DHS or somebody is sending it to somebody else. And I definitely want your thoughts on this because, Carrie, when I read it, my face hurt. Now, you've had the babies.
I have.
And you've had to have the formula.
Yep.
And you had to have the baby food. If you found that the shelves were a bit barren, yet they were sending it to somebody else, how would you feel about that?
Extremely ticked off. That's my baby you're messing with. You
so
don't
let's
mess with my
make-
baby.
Those watching and listening get extremely ticked off right now.
No.
What do you have?
Okay. From Fox News, pallets of baby formula are being sent to holding facilities at the border amid a shortage that has seen many parents unable to find it at their local stores, according to one GOP representative. They are sending pallets of baby formula to the border. Representative Kat Kamek of Florida sent a video posted to Facebook Wednesday. Meanwhile, in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula. Kamek posted pictures to social media of empty formula shelves in Florida next to the pallets of food being sent to the border, saying in the video a concerned Border Patrol agent sent her the image. She said the pictures come from Ursula Processing Facility in Texas, where thousands are being housed and processed and then released. The Florida lawmaker said the concerned agent told her she would not believe the shipment I just brought in. He has been a Border Patrol agent for 30 years, and he has never seen anything quite like this. He is a grandfather, and he is saying that his own children can't get baby formula, she added. U.S. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to a Fox News request to confirm the authenticity of the image. And the story comes as more than 100 House Republicans called on the Biden administration to do more to address the ongoing shortage that has sent worried parents scurrying from store to store in hopes of finding formula. This issue is a matter of life and death, and it is time this administration treats it it with the appropriate urgency it deserves, the GOP lawmaker said in a letter to Biden on Wednesday. Supply chain disruptions were exacerbated when Abbott, one of the country's largest formula manufacturers, was subject to a large safety recall. According to an analysis by Data Assembly, who tracks product data for retailers, the out-of-stock percentage for baby formula currently sits at 43%, up from 30% at the beginning of April. This issue has been compounded by supply chain challenges, product recalls, and historic inflation. CEO of Data Assembly, Ben Reich, said in a statement to Fox News Digital, the category started to see stocking challenges beginning in July 2021, and the situations continued to worsen into 2022. The White House has said alleviating the formula shortage is a top priority for President Biden.
If that were the case, I mean, one would think that President Biden would therefore not send so much formula to the border because of who may come in, and maybe make sure there's enough formula in the stores and available for those who are here and are American citizens. I've never understood why we keep on offering so many magnets to those who would come here just breaking our laws. Don't worry about it. I've got plenty of baby formula for you. Don't worry if somebody else has an issue in America. We're going to take care of those coming across the border illegally, because that somehow makes sense to somebody in Washington. So we have that. And by the way, that was from what? Fox News?
Yes.
Also on the New York Post. Same exact story. Also on other outlets. Same exact story. Of course, Carrie and I are in San Antonio, in the San Antonio area. We can't go out and report on every story, so we take it from news sources, and we always give you the source that we're bringing it to you from. And this time, it is, again, it's from the New York Post. And from Fox, I'm guessing other outlets have the same story with the same picture. So we go from that to this doofus. I don't know what he's talking about. Have you heard what Biden said today?
No.
Something about food lines, and he started getting angry again. This is the angry Biden showed up again. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the angry Biden is here. Let me give you that. He's bragging about how well he's doing or something. And he decides that this is where he wants to go with it. And he starts talking about food lines during Trump's term. And he called him the MAGA King or something. But this is another, again, people don't have enough food, or the food is going through the roof and the prices. The supply chain is broken because of sending out free money to people and telling them, don't worry about it, go back to work. Or the restrictions on trucks are so high that you can't use many trucks that are still available to use because they don't fall into whatever, you know, green energy crap that they're throwing at us now. This is Biden getting angry about food lines for summer. I don't know why.
Remember the long lines you see in television? People line up all kinds of vehicles just to get a box of food in their trunk. How could you forget? People were hurting. And what did my crowd want to do? Forget it.
What?
Forget it. God, this is the United States of America. The idea that people would have to wait in line an hour and a half to get a box of food in their trunk. It's just unbelievable.
What is wrong with this guy? We got angry Biden again. Carrie, had you heard that before just now?
No, I had not.
They said the MAGA crowd there, but during that same speech, he talked about the MAGA King. I don't know where that even came from. And again, listen, I've been aware of Joe Biden for as long as I can remember. I watched very closely as he was the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee that was treating Clarence Thomas like crap when he was nominated to the Supreme Court. And that had to be 1990 or 1991, something like that. It's right when Biden was in charge of the committee, and he was just as nasty as they get. As nasty as they get. But what did Biden always have? He always had subtlety. He was always able to put on that big, like, Joker smile that he has. That's by the wayside. This, as Ronnie Jackson calls it, dementia, has made him lose his filter. He can't seem to control himself. He gets angry and whispers and gets weird and wants to take people and do push-ups against him or something. I mean, there's something wrong with the guy. For him to be allegedly touting the praises of his own economy and getting that angry and just being that get off my lawn guy again, that's crazy. Now, I did a video on that. It's on all the social media. Oh, by the way, I was banned again from TikTok last night.
Really? I'm shocked.
Yes, they suspended me again. They said they warned me that if I keep violating the guidelines, community guidelines, they'll get rid of my page completely. And of course, I appealed it. And what do you think happened?
You're back up again.
They put the video back up.
Yeah.
And then I can post again, even though they said I couldn't post until the 14th. Here's the rub, though. They also sent me a message saying, if I continue to break the community guidelines, I'm going to be banned. Now, every time they say I somehow break the community guidelines, they always accept my appeal and they put me back up, which means I never really did break the guidelines. But there's some idiot overnight, every night, that says, oh, I got to get rid of this guy. So now I'm being warned that if I keep doing it, something that I haven't done yet, I'll be off the platform. And again, I've got 105,000 followers there very quickly. If they take me off the platform, that's fine. It was always just a test and a study anyway. But I hate how they're doing it, because if I didn't appeal, they would have just left my videos off and they would have stopped me from posting until the 14th. It's all very stupid. But I did post this video on TikTok and on Twitter and on Parler and on Truth and on Getter. So you can go and check it out if you'd like. It's got 75,000 views already on TikTok. So go and check that out. So to that end, you knew that I was going to do a PAGS parody. Well, I wanted to anyway. And I do one about the food shortage. And I'm going to make you wait. I'm going to make you wait till after the commercial break. But
I'm good,
do one about the food shortage.
I can get
it
my
is based
up.
On it. What's that?
I couldn't hear you. Picture up.
Sound like you're being nasty and negative again. I couldn't hear you. Sound like you were being a naysayer. So I chose a Linda Ronstadt song. Any idea which one I chose?
I can only think of two. Blue Bayou, It's So Easy.
Already used it. I haven't used that one, but it's not that one. Sam, you don't know any Linda Ronstadt songs, right?
No, I don't.
Mike, anything?
No idea.
Okay. Carrie, any other guesses or no?
No, I'm out.
Okay. So we'll do a break here. I want your comments on, there isn't enough formula for Americans, but we're sending it to the border to take care of those coming here illegally. Baby food, prices are skyrocketing, and you can't really find it. Biden yelling about food. Just being that guy again. Your thoughts on that as well. Plus, we've got a PAGS parody when we come back. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Thursday. 888-941-7247. 888-941-PAGS. Make sure you stop by there and let us know what you think about the food shortage, the baby food shortage, the formula shortage, and they're sending pallets of formula to the border to make sure that illegal alien babies are getting the food and the formula that they need. And don't worry about it if you can't find it if you're an American. It doesn't make any sense. And then we got the angry Biden again, and he started getting very loud and very angry. And I don't know why. I'll be honest with you. I don't know why, because he was allegedly giving a speech bragging about how well his economy is doing. I found it to be very strange. You know, hopefully I'm not the only one, but that in fact was very, very odd. So I played that for you. I'll play that for you again. I also did a PAGS parody, so make sure you stick around to hear that one. It is based on a Linda Ronstadt song. And people have been guessing in the chat room. Any ideas, Carrie? Did you look it up or anything?
Oh, no, I did not. It'll be a big surprise. Looking
is this what it's going
to
be the whole show? We just started.
What? I'm ready. Wow. I told you, I got my picture in front of me. We'll just play it.
There you go. By the way, I hope that you heard the big news. This just happened. Newsmax just beat CNN in primetime ratings for the first time ever. Last Friday night, Nielsen says more people turned into Newsmax than CNN that's tuned into. So people really are watching Newsmax. Like I've been telling you, I watch Newsmax all the time. I appear on there. It's a news source I trust. It's got great hosts like Rob Finnerty in the morning, John Bachman, Bianca De La Garza, 12 p.m. Eastern, and then I watch Eric Bolling and many more. On weekends, Newsmax has Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Dick Morris, Rob Carson. Newsmax is the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the fourth highest rated network, and closing in on CNN. Find Newsmax on major cable systems. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them, demand it, tell them you want it. Or switch to a service that does have it. And download the Newsmax app. Get it for free on your smartphone at the store, either Google Play or iOS. You can watch Newsmax anywhere. That's what I do. I've had it on my phone, I think, since 2016. It's great. I love having it. I trust Newsmax. You should, too. Go and get the app. Watch them tonight. Newsmax is getting it done for you. All right, let me give you the Pags parody. I did base it on a Linda Ronstadt song. Originally called You're No Good. Carrie, what do you think I called it?
Joe's No Good?
Come on. Feeling weak. Come on. I wanna eat. Let's go. Working in heat. Man, I am beat. I looked in the pantry, was shocked. Nothing there. It is not stocked. There's no food. There's no food. There's no food. Biden, there's no food. There's no food. Did you hear what I said? There's no food. There's no food. There's no food. Biden, there's no food. Right? I hopped in the car. The store isn't far. Like anyone else, I'll buy food off the shelf. I got there and the shelves were bare. Looked for formula. It wasn't there. There's no food. There's no food. There's no food. Not even baby food. I'm gonna say it again. There's no food. There's no food. There's no food. There's no baby food. Come on, you thought I did Joe's No Good?
I did, yeah.
Okay, what did we just do? We just did two stories on being, there's no food.
Okay, all right.
Come on. Uh-huh. Let's go. Gonna bring it home, give you three-part harmony on the way up.
I'm telling you, Joe, this is no fun. Dems have to go, and you're one and done. There's no food, there's no food, there's no food. Biden, there's no food.
Come on.
I'm gonna say it again. There's no food, there's no food, there's no food. Not even baby food. Where's the food? There's no food, there's no food. Not even baby food.
Pags parody, there's no food, based on You're No Good. And I got to tell you, I knocked that one right out of the park. It's like a softball, and I swung, and it was for the fences. Get over it, Lucky.
Okay. I haven't said anything yet,
right?
About
it. Come on, there's no food.
I understand.
It was your idea.
You said that a lot during the song.
That was one of your ideas.
I know. I said baby formula shortage. I did. Yeah, I sure did. Sure did.
So, what do you think? Loved it, right?
Not really.
Why do you have to always suck?
I don't. And I don't always don't like your parodies. We seem to be on a little roll here that lately. They're just
888-555-1212 to tell Carrie.
No, do not tell Carrie anything. Carrie's fine. Thank you.
Carrie Lockie, you can email her. Mm-hmm. Listen, whatever. Sam, what do you think? You probably didn't know the song, right?
I actually do know this song, and I didn't know it was from this artist, but I loved it.
Thank you. Mike, anything?
It was not your best.
You people need to get your ears checked. There's something seriously wrong with all of you, other than Sam. I'm going to say yes, that I liked it, so I'm going to play it again, whether you like it or not. So it's 50-50, but I'm the tiebreaker.
No, that's the way it works, right, Carrie? Yeah, I guess
it is, in fact, my show. That's true. So your thoughts on that, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. There's no food is the name of the Pags parody for today. You can go to Twitter. Let me know what you think over there. It's at Joe Talk Show. You can go to Getter. It's at Joe Talk Show. You can go to whatever your social media fave is. You can go to Trump Social. Or Truth Social is at Joe Pags. Love to hear from you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I got to tell you, I did that one and first time through with the lead, and then I added the harmonies, and I was like, yeah, all right.
I'm already getting messages from listeners.
Right, and messages from listeners are the people who like you, or else they wouldn't be able to message you.
Okay.
Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Thursday. If you just missed the Pags parody, I'll play it again next hour, and I'll play it in the third hour as well. I don't care how much hate from the haters there is, Carrie Lucky.
Okay. All right.
Have I'm you, just saying, I'm getting honestly, some have mail you gone too. To an audiologist? Have you gone to an audiologist?
My ears are fine. I've been cleared by the doctor.
Brad,
everything's great.
Brad, who worships the ground
oh,
you walk
no,
on.
Oh, Brad. Brad.
Has taken my side on this.
Oh, dude. I think Brad may need a hearing check.
Gene Smith Katie said, nailed the parody, loved it. Mm. Brad, your buddy. Mm. There's no food. Not bad. Good lyrics. Good, you came down an octave. Play it again. See, he doesn't want to be overly happy about it because he knows he's gonna get the wrath of Carrie. He knows
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Mm. He's like, yeah, you know, it's okay. It's pretty good. Play it again. He does not want me to play it again if he didn't like it. And then he said, the lovely and talented Miss Carrie must be wearing out that photo. See, stop kissing her ass after you tell me I did something good, Brad.
I am, Brad. Trust me on that one. Yeah.
Drunk Sanders, I guess this probably will sully what he thinks about it.
Let's go. Yep.
Says, Grand Slam Joe, just when I think you can make a better parody, I think you meant can't, you release this better than the original. That's true. It was better than Linda
Ronstadt
version of You're No Good.
Oh, my. Come on.
It was so much better than Linda Ronstadt on her best day. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
By the way, let me make this recommendation. If you haven't watched Pirates of Penzance, watch it, because Linda Ronstadt shows you how unbelievable she sang. That was like in the 80s, I think early 80s. And I don't, Linda Ronstadt, I think, is having some medical issues today. But unbelievable singer. She's a talent for the ages. If you haven't seen Pirates of Penzance, it's a musical. Watch that movie. I think it's Rex Harrison, I think is the guy's, or Rex somebody.
Rex Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
I was in love
He's
with
the
him.
Lead in that.
Yeah. Yep. Good stuff.
And Kevin Klein is great in that as well. So go and watch that movie. She will show you some octaves and some range you had no clue Linda Ronstadt had. So go and check that out. Joel Better says, you're just like Vice President Harris. You're the tiebreaker. Yes, I broke the tie.
Okay.
It was 50-50 and I broke the
but
tie.
But it doesn't mean
I'm
he
Harris
liked it. So.
Pretty sure.
Didn't say really. Didn't
pretty
say.
Sure. Anthony says, Linda would be proud. Way to knock it out of the park. Play it again. And he wasn't drunk.
Y'all,
Anthony, not
is
drunk
everybody drinking tonight? I don't know. I don't understand.
No, maybe you're drinking. So
I'm
the
not
music
drinking.
Sounded weird to you.
No. Oh, it did sound
just
weird
putting
to
it
me.
Out there. I will play it again. The name of the song was There's No Food, based it on Linda Ronstadt's You're No Good. I think I did well enough that it's going to be played two more times on the show. Now, keep in mind, the one that the disinformation one I did by Carly Simon, I only played it once.
Yeah.
See, don't be
maybe
negative.
We should
I
keep
actually,
doing that.
I
just play
admit,
it once.
I admit it when it probably is only worthy of one play.
Mm-hmm.
This one I could play twice an hour and I'd be fine with it.
Twice an hour?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe a little bit of a stretch.
1-800-STOP-IT-CARRIE is her phone number. Give her 1-800-STOP-IT-CARRIE. Yes, please do. All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Listen, maybe you're right. Maybe it was no good. Let's go to the phones and find out. Let me say hello and welcome. What?
Oh, come on.
What are you making noise?
Joe, you're so great. That's the best parody ever. Yeah. Okay.
Are you making fun of our listeners now?
No.
You're not making any friends today, Lucky.
I'm just saying, I think that's what I'm going to hear.
All right. Dan, Kansas City, talk to me. What's happening?
Joe, I always love your parody.
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, that had to be the second best parody you've ever done.
Now, what was the best one, do you think?
Oh, Get Your Ass Outside.
Oh, that was pretty good. Even Carrie liked that one. Dan, thank you. What's that?
I'm sorry, Dan,
who obviously is musically trained.
You don't know that. You do not know that.
It could
be true.
I'm
saying it's always 5 o'clock somewhere. People have started early.
So everybody's drunk except you, is what you're saying.
And Michael Bartlett. Yeah. Bartlett didn't
yeah,
like
but Bartlett,
either.
We know that he had that accent when he was a kid. He can't hear music right. We know that.
He didn't have,
I have
an
no
accident
idea what I'm talking
like
about.
That.
Let me go to Chris, who's in Kansas. Chris, talk to me. Hi.
So you knocked it out of the park, and no, I haven't had a beer yet.
There you go. Carrie, see, they're not even buzzed. Not even a buzz.
Okay.
You ever go back and listen to these shows, and you're like, wow,
no,
I was so wrong about that.
I do
that.
Not. No, and I don't think I've ever said that.
Pags parody, horrible, don't do it anymore. Now, this guy Randall is the one who just said that on Twitter. I'm looking at his profile picture, and I'm not going to take the guy seriously.
Oh, because Randall, yeah, I think messaged me on my fan page, and there's nothing wrong with the picture.
Look at it again. I think you'll change your mind.
Nothing wrong with
it. I'm just saying, maybe, you know, I always wonder why people put their pets as the profile picture. Maybe Randall should have.
Wow. Now look who's being mean to the listeners.
Why am I being mean? I'm being nice. He probably has a good looking dog. I don't know.
No, I don't think that's what you meant.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I'm with you, people. I don't know why she's so mean to me. Let me go to Florida and Josh. Josh, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, great song.
Thank you.
I think you should lengthen it and put all the excuses why the Democrats can't run our country.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Carrie Heath says I should lengthen do it again and lengthen it. Make it
you
longer.
You should do that. Let's see when I'm going to be off next and I need to email you. So that'd be great.
No, we talked about this. No more off days ever.
Oh, well, it's going to be a problem. But yeah.
Wow. 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 You got to go to Mar-a-Lago? Hang out with the people?
No, I was not invited to Mar-a-Lago.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
You know why? Because only people who understand good music are invited to Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
And Trump knows that you like Bon Jovi. Rich, Minnesota, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? Hey,
living the dream.
You should put the top 12 and put a CD out every year.
Yes.
I'd buy that.
Yeah, I probably should. I mean, did you like this parody? Pretty good, no?
Oh, I loved it, loved it.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you...
My cousin...
Well, I want to hear the story, but let me just ask you, what do you think's wrong with Carrie?
Don't ask people
she's
that.
She's got no taste in music, I guess.
Thank you. Seriously? All right, so you've got a relative that was a road manager for Linda Ronstadt? Tell me, that's awesome.
Yeah, my cousin, yeah, back in the 70s, 80s.
Wow. A woman can just sing, can't she?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I got to meet her at once in person.
How'd that go?
Great. She was wearing a robe.
Hello?
In her trailer.
Wow. How you doing? Good to see you. Rich, thank you. Listen, what Rich says I think is appropriate because you obviously don't know good music.
I do know good music. I really do.
Okay. What's a great song? Tell me a great song.
I told you a couple weeks ago, I've been listening to a lot of Frank Sinatra. Fly Me to the Moon. Are you telling me Frank could not sing?
Of course he could sing. You know, why is it you got good taste in music there and then you listen to Bon Jovi? There's a problem. There's a disconnect there.
There's not a disconnect. It's all good music. It is too.
Frank, yes. John, no. Janet, San Antonio, hi.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Your voice is wonderful.
I agree. I'm with you.
And I love Carrie's chocolate voice, but that song was phenomenal. I'm 74 years old. I know Linda Ronstadt well.
Yeah.
But this is what I was thinking. I was thinking, yes, there's no food, there's no food. I think you should have kept that with the baby food and said it's too high, you know, whatever's there.
Right.
It's too high, it's too high.
Okay.
You know? I think that's what Carrie's talking about.
No, no, she's not talking about that. She just hates my singing. She's not talking about that at all. She actually gave me the suggestion for the topic.
You're singing. You're phenomenal.
Well, I couldn't hear you.
Linda
Ronstadt
would be proud.
What did she say, Carrie? Phenomenal?
I don't remember.
Janet, thank you. I love you, Janet. I'm sorry that she's such a hater. Thank you for bringing it. I almost Rickrolled her because she said that she loved your voice. But then she really came. She went all in by saying that my voice is fabulous or something.
I think
so
we should probably get on to another subject.
Oh, I got full phone lines. What am I supposed to do? Just tell them screw you because Carrie doesn't want to talk to you?
I think we should drop all those lines.
You're not making any new friends today.
Topic and then ask for phone calls again.
Mark, can you believe you want me to hang up on you?
No.
You're on. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm with Carrie.
Why?
I like your parodies generally, but I'm with Carrie on this one.
What was wrong with this one?
You had a lot better. There were some points where you cracked in your voice, so you've done better.
No, there was no voice cracking at all.
Thank you, Mark.
There was no voice cracking at all.
I'm glad
you
didn't hang up on
guy.
Mark. Yeah, Mark. What's that? Good call. Good call.
Oh, Mark got hung up on. I just waited for him to get it all out. My voice cracked. What is he?
Well, it did. When you, I don't know what note you were hitting, you were saying.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I think I misheard it. He didn't say my voice cracked. He said he's smoking crack. I did not realize that he was actually, what?
He was talking about your voice, not about smoking crack.
I'm pretty sure he said, I'm smoking crack.
He did not.
Let me go back at it. It's going to be Craig in Kansas City. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Joe. Hey. As a long-term student of Dr. Demento and parodies, you did perfect. WLS was great back in the day, and you really hit it out of the park. I knew it was Linda Ronstadt.
Right.
That was a great.
Right. No, I perfect, out of the park. I think those are great ways to describe it. Craig, thank you. I appreciate it. What?
I think I'm going to go home now.
Well, but let me ask you something. If this many people say it was great or they liked it.
It doesn't change my mind.
Really, why not?
Because it's just my opinion. It just wasn't
let me
one
say
of
this.
My
Listen,
favorites.
And I want to make sure that I preface this by saying you're a great looking human being. I think that you're lovely. You're a great friend.
Okay, here's a but.
No, no, listen to me, Carrie. I say this out of caring. Have you had the earwax cleaned out any time recently?
I did not.
They've got like home kits now. You could dig right in there and get the crap out.
I don't have that problem. I don't. And I stick with by what I said.
When you pull your earbuds out, is your stuff like caked on? Or...
No. I do not have an earwax problem. I sometimes have a parody problem.
Easy to say. I just don't know that you can really back that up. I mean, you say it, but...
It is true.
I don't know. Those earbuds are sticking out further than they used to.
Oh,
there might be something in there.
That's disgusting. Quit it.
What are you talking about?
I'm
Mark,
fine.
San Antonio, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Living the dream, man.
It's one of your best parodies.
Thank you.
But I think there's a lot of room for improvement.
Okay.
You know, maybe you should let Carrie sing it. It'd probably be even better than that.
What's the matter with him?
A lot of room.
I'll sing you the lyrics, Carrie. You want to sing it? I'll play the music. You sing it.
No, I think I'm good.
Oh, that's actually funny. Oh, so you don't want to do what Mark wants.
No.
Hey, everybody kissing your ass until it's time for you to perform, and then you're not going to do it. Whatever. Thanks, Mark. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. I sacrifice myself. I give for the people.
Oh.
And most of the people understand the gift that I have.
This
that I offer
ego.
To them on the radio. What?
I'm
what
telling
you. It's a gift.
You're not going to be able to get out to go get your granola bar at 6 at the top of the hour. You're not, or whatever it is that you eat at 6 o'clock.
See, your ears
your
suck.
Protein
I've never
bar.
Eaten a granola bar
your
in my life.
Your ass is going to be too big to get out of the door.
Wow. Wow. Ooh. I'm so sorry. Jake,
apologize.
Luke, I'm sorry that your mom is
Do not
half
apologize
deaf.
To my kids for me.
I'm so sorry that you deal with this. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. And also, listen, I love the calls and the songs. I think that's wonderful. And you can certainly keep on doing that. But I want your thoughts on Joe Biden yelling at people again. I want your thoughts on the fact that there really is a baby food and a formula shortage, which is crazy as we send more to the border. It's nuts. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by the Joe Pags Show. Next hour is going to be Kathy Barnett. She's running for U.S. Senate out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Quite the race in a statistical tie with Dr. Oz, which is very interesting to me. And the two sides are really going at it. I asked her very directly about some of the things that have been coming up that allegedly she said in the past. And we'll ask her, did you support BLM? Did you really support the Obamas? So we're going to ask her all about that, plus who she is. And why I've been a big supporter of hers for, 13 months? More than a year now, to be honest. Now, Carrie, I get an email from this woman, Linda, all the time, right? I'm not going to say her last name, so it could be any Linda.
Okay.
She writes in, and she's always nasty, negative, profane, and rude to me. This time she says, your voice did crack, you lying SOB. The caller's correct about your parody. Now, I wrote her back, and I don't know that I do often, but I wrote her back and I said, I love hearing your negativity on me, because I know you listen every single day and I live rent-free in that head. And you know what? That's where I am with it.
Okay.
Linda, you've got some secret
healthy.
Crush. Sorry. Taken. Okay. This one is from Dan. Yeah, no, horrible parody. I mean, it held up to prior parodies, just saying. I love Lockie, spelled L-O-C-K-E.
Well, we
that's
all
how much a fan he is of yours.
That's
they
fine.
They can't even spell your damn name.
That's okay. It is a hard name to spell sometimes.
That's my self-made buzzer. I've had a buzzer. This is from Dave. Joe, great parody. Better yet, nailed it with my guess. I guess he guessed what song I'd be using. Keep rocking it, brother. You bet. You betcha. This is There's No Food. I liked it. I kept waiting for the echo hook. Where's the beef? I don't know what that means. No idea what that means. Regarding the parody, There's No Food. I liked it, in fact, quite a bit. I needed a good chuckle today. Bam. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Janelle. Mm. Thanks, Janelle.
Okay.
Good ears there.
Yeah. All right. Keep
going. And this one, just to, in general, make us all feel better about ourselves. I listen to the podcast every day. I'm 72. I've been listening to talk radio since I was 17. You are by far the best host I've ever listened to. Then I'll just leave the rest of it off.
No, finish it.
What?
Finish it.
You don't know what he says. He might be very negative about you. I'm just going to protect you.
I know, but I'm just going to tell, I'm going to say, I think you should finish it.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Your program is terrific. Carrie Polo and Sam are great.
Okay. I heard my name in there too. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. I don't think I said your name.
You did. You whispered it.
Let me read that line again. Polo and Sam are great.
Come on.
In regards to something you were talking about, I just wanted to let you know that Walgreens closed 17 of their stores because of the laws in San Francisco. Listen, I don't blame them. We talked about that a week ago or something, where they're just stealing $1,000 at a time. And if I were Walgreens or Target or CVS or whomever, I'd get the hell out of San Francisco too. You want us to come back? Fix your laws. Fix your laws, okay? Oh, you always get this one too. Here's from Scott. You got to love this. Because, Carrie, we've been talking about the parody, having some fun. I also gave you Joe Biden and his angry speech. You gave him a news story about sending a pallet of formula to the border. What do you think?
Oh, he probably says something about? Like, stop talking about this and laughing and get on to the serious topics.
Is there anything going on more important than the parody? Okay. Each evening I spend 45 minutes driving home. I look forward to hearing Joe's take on current events. I've been in my car for 25 minutes so far tonight, and all I've heard is banter back and forth over how good or bad the parody is. Please, just play it once and go on with the show or the comments about it. Scotty Scott. Let me help you out here. We have the news story about sending formula to the border. Okay? We had Carrie read that, my news anchor, the illustrious news anchor, who has really bad hearing. We had that. Then we gave you Joe Biden's speech where he's yelling, like almost like he's freaking Hitler, heading into World War II. Food! So we had that. That's the president. It's a current event. And then I did the parody about the food shortage. And I can't help it if every phone call has been about the parody. In fact, I don't mind. Some liked it. Some didn't like it. Some talked to Carrie. Listen, if you don't have a sense of humor or any fun in your body, Scott, I can't help you. Carrie, is it my job to help to inject some fun in Scott's life?
No, it is not. No.
Because Scott gets off of work.
Scott. Mm-hmm.
And for that 45 minutes on the way home, he wants somebody yelling and screaming about the issues.
Yes. Do it.
I got to know about the issues. Scott, you're going to be okay. I promise you. And if you don't want any fun in your life, there are plenty of other unfun talk show hosts on right now. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.